Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so first up here, because of the Hurricane Milton, people could catch fish in the street. It's actually not a bad gig. Be able to just like walk out your front porch and go catch fish in the street. This was in College Park area. Two men caught a large bass on a flooded Orlando road.
Bass.
Yeah, and a dude in a riding mower came cruising down the middle of the street. I mean, this all happened at the same time. Dude was bass fishing in the street, and another dude was driving a riding lawnmower.
It's like a CNN weather report.
No joke, right? Yeah, it's like a CNN weather report. And he came, he came cruising through right through the middle of this of the scene. And they had a news crew there, and he didn't have a care in the world. And the guy released the bass back in the water, and he's like, "We came out here to fish after the storm." He's like, "You know, it's not fun for people whose stuff get ruined." He's like, "You know, what are you going to do right now? Just, you know, everything's flooded. You're out there trying to, you know, that's all you can do." Too funny. This a bearded Florida man casually joined a women's only poker tournament, and he won $5,000 and got away with it. He used the anti-discrimination legislation, so they can't ban men from entering into a women's tournament. So he ended up defeating the female lead and took home over $5,000, according to the Las Vegas Review. There's video of it. Some players were putting a bounty on him, and they said, "Good luck, but not really." But yeah, he entered into the tournament, and they couldn't keep him out of it. Yeah, he did beat all the women. That is correct. He beat all of the women. This, this story. Have you ever, like, had a dream, and then, like, you're mad at your spouse or something in your dream, and you wake up, and it takes a second to realize you're not dreaming, and you're like, and you're mad at them for absolutely nothing? So this woman was charged with domestic violence because so she got mad at her husband and attacked him because there was a woman on television. They were watching television, and the woman on TV reminded her of her husband's former fling. What? It's Coral Springs police. They responded to the call at a residence, and the caller said a verbal argument between the spouses, the couple got, they had over, apparently the guy had cheated on her with this chick, and some woman on television, it resembled the chick that he had cheated on his wife with, and the wife got mad and attacked the husband, and that's what happened. Yeah, and yeah, it was bad. She threw all kinds of items at him. She scratched him, bit him. I mean, he did cheat, so. But they said that he took her to the ground because she wouldn't stop aggravating him and biting him and scratching him. So he forcibly took her to the ground, held her there. And then she tried to complain to the police that she was the victim because he had used force on her. Girl, you were scratching and hitting him. Like, what did you think was going to happen? Come on. So she was arrested and taken. After they investigated, they're like, "Yeah, you're the baddie." So they took her to jail, Broward County Jail, of course. Like, what? I guess they hadn't gotten past that. I guess they hadn't worked through it. Two dudes tried to rob a construction site during Milton, and they deservedly got stuck. Aww. Winter Garden. They tried to take advantage of the state of emergency in Polk County. They were at a construction site. They were trying to load up on what they thought was going to be an easy steal. And, they got stuck. They actually got stuck, and Polk County sheriffs arrived, and they took them to Polk County Jail.
Hi, I'm Lillian, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
America's founders believed in a separation of church and state, in that the country was not to have an official religion or an official sect. But that did not mean that government was to be hostile to religion, or even indifferent to religion, as many today argue. In fact, America's founding document, the Declaration of Independence, includes both a reference to God as the author of the laws of nature and a confident assertion that human beings are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Far from being hostile or indifferent to religion, America's founders understood the theology of the Declaration to be an essential part of the education of citizens.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
I made Kane mad on break. He's like,
did not.
Oh, he's so mad right now. This is what he does.
You
he gets mad. He's like, I'm not mad.
You always exaggerate.
I don't believe it.
It's like when I say not all mad. Old
it's
people just, are innocent. You always say, I say old
you,
people
it's not,
aren't
look,
innocent.
It's not my problem that you don't like old people. That's you a always, whole different topic.
You always exaggerate my point.
He's so mad right now. And he's like fuming. We had this huge, we just had this huge debate off air. First off, welcome back. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of the second hour. Because I have not wanted to talk about it because I think it's dumb. I'm going to be honest. Let me set it up like this. First off, you know, when people say that they don't trust their government, I get it. A lot of people have no reason to trust. I mean, in fact, it's like a part of our American DNA. It's the whole reason why we're not a direct democracy and why we have a republic, a constitutional republic. Because it empowers the people against the government. And you're supposed to have a healthy suspicion of it, right? I get it. I also probably get it more than the average bear. Because I've been targeted by my government. And I've been harassed by my government. And I've been put upon and besieged by my government. I've been called a domestic terrorist by literal sitting members of government. Simply because I support natural enumerated rights, like, you know, your right of self-defense, Second Amendment. So I get it. Like I said, a little bit more than the average bear about distrust for government. I always have joked over the years, I'm like two steps above anarchy. I believe in a constitutional republic, Article 1, Section 8, nothing more. Everything else is noise. And I've said this even before the Tea Party, when I helped to found the second Tea Party, going around the country and getting at the vote, etc. I mean, I've seen it. I've experienced it. I've been through it all. That said, no, I do not believe the federal government is driving hurricanes into Florida to kill people before an election. I don't believe that. Now, do I think that there exist things, you know, patents for different weather applications, for the lack of a better way to put it? Absolutely. But the existence of a patent doesn't mean that the technology or the thing exists. I mean, that's, you know, IP 101. But I say that because I know that some people, and I am friends with individuals that are on a scale of, yeah, maybe they're you concede clouds, to they're driving hurricanes into Florida. Like that's a pretty big scale. I have friends all over it on that scale. And I listen to them and I'm like, okay, wait a minute, hold up. I mean, we struggle to make even clouds full of rain right now. So what makes you think we're going to be able to like control like an entire, I've had a friend honestly believes and has told me that the federal government is literally controlling the hurricanes. And that's why there's so many more hurricanes and they're whipping them up in the water out there and they're like driving them towards Florida. I am not kidding you. I don't want to name any names. And I love this individual. I don't dislike them, and I'm not making fun of them. I just think they're so wrong. And I told my friend, I go, what strikes me is that this is like the right's version of climate change in a way, like to this extent. And Kane totally disagrees with me. And so he's like, you don't believe in ionic whatever
true.
Drones with copper wires in the sky, Dana? And he got so mad at me during break because Kane's one of them. He's one of them.
I am only stating
the facts.
No,
you're not. You're pretending to triangulate.
See,
you're
no,
doing a Dick Morris
What you're doing
here.
Is you're trying to assign something that I'm doing, which is not what's happening.
That's totally what's
That's
happening.
What you're doing.
This is totally what's happening.
If you needed to be clear
That's
about
totally
that.
That's totally what's happening.
But what I'm doing is just telling you the scientific data that actually shows the electric field in the ionosphere. Mm-hmm. If you looked up the actual usage of, like, say, HAARP, for example. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what HAARP does and how it affects atmospheric energies?
Yes, but I'm talking about
no, you don't.
Whipping up hurricanes
this
and driving
the
them into Florida.
You don't
I was very clear.
Right. I know. You want to take the absurd.
I'm not taking
then,
the absurd. This is literally
on.
What people,
this
I've had people,
do.
Very good people,
do.
Very smart people try to argue this with me.
So somehow I'm furious with you when I can't get a word in edgewise. Isn't that weird?
I just wanted to make sure that you were accurately representing my position, Kane.
Well, I was.
Isn't that what you like to say
to me? You take the absurd and you're like,
purple, hates old people.
Purple whales in the sky. That's stupid.
No one said that. That's
like, yeah, no,
man.
But no, I'm not. I'm giving an example. You went to the absurd, and you then decided to be against
the absurd.
Absurd.
You did. So wait, you do think
that
that's
people
absurd,
are driving
though.
Hurricanes to the country? Yeah, that's
okay.
Absurd.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
That is literally all I'm saying.
So why are you so mad at
exactly
me?
Exactly what I was saying. Because you kept acting like it wasn't what I was saying. That's why.
Well, now
you were trying to assign what I was saying. Like I said something differently than what
so
I said.
Mad.
That's
so
what I was.
Mad.
That's not. I'm not mad. Gosh, damn it, Tina! I'm not mad.
Oh man. Oh man. I because I see people who and there's been like a lot of discussion. I was telling my friend this. My friend's like, you don't think that we have it's 2024 and our government's like 100 years ahead of us in technology. And I'm like, I actually don't believe that. I mean, the same government. Look. I can't also entertain the idea that our government is supremely incompetent and then also is like light years ahead of with all this tech. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like, I can't reconcile that. That's why I don't necessarily believe it. Look how many things they absolutely foobar up.
And like 5 years ago, if you were to tell me, you know what, dude, vaccines are horrible actually for you. I would have been like, that's crazy. Vaccines are credited with saving thousands upon hundreds of thousands of lives.
I would have said 5 years ago, I would have said a couple of them, yeah. I would have.
Yeah, maybe. But you wouldn't have then questioned the entire big pharma that we see today and the behemoth that we now know that it is.
I would have.
I'm just saying that 5 years ago, it wouldn't have been as severe as post-COVID.
Good Lord, my God.
You never said a damn thing about the big pharma before COVID. Give me a break.
I actually have.
You have not. You can't prove it either.
I guarantee you can't prove it. That's okay. But it was like, it's like about putting all the kids like on ADHD meds and all this stuff and like antidepressants.
Yeah,
and it's like that, talking about that. I've totally written about it.
Yeah, so that went deeper. It wasn't just, oh, we got to treat ADHD. It was, oh, damn, these vaccines.
But I will say,
there's a little distinction there, though,
because the vaccines that you're talking about, and I question, like, we all question the Gardasil and all this other stuff. But even, okay, let's establish that whether or not you agree or support all of the shots, that the ones that were there have been out there for a long time, right?
Yeah, when I was a kid, there were nine,
right.
Like maybe nine you had to take when I was a kid in the 70s.
So they've been out there for a while.
Yeah.
The coronavirus one is legit like brand new.
For sure. But
no studies, no adverse, nothing established on it. So a lot of the people were pointing out, like, we don't want to do that because there's nothing, we have no information about it. And then you would have people in the media, why do you hate all the vaccines? Because people were saying, that one's new. There's no studies on any adverse reaction. There's no long-term, nothing. It's not been around as long as these others.
Yeah.
And they were unfairly characterized.
And that prompted us to look into what's in these other vaccines possibly, because we've seen an uptick since the 70s and 80s on these things you just mentioned, like ADHD, autism, stuff like that. So we wanted to look and see. And the common denominator in these vaccines, even the old and trusted ones, like you said, use as a preservative thimerosal, which is mercury. And if you can explain to me why they allow you to inject three times the amount of mercury in your veins, but won't allow it in a can of tuna.
Well, cigarettes are safe, Kane. FDA says so.
Really? Is there cigarettes in the vaccine? Because that's what I'm talking about.
You know what I mean?
I'm talking about vaccines.
The government will say weird things and say certain things are safe when
but
I get it.
But I'm just saying, they've been using for decades mercury as a preservative in these vaccines, and that heavy metal is what's been causing a lot of these other issues. The vaccines themselves, if it were just like the old school, like you talked about, which is just the dead virus to help your body kind of learn
about that.
That's not what's happening.
We were talking
about hurricanes in
Florida.
And that's not what's been happening since the 70s.
Yes. Yes. Look at all you're sitting over there.
What?
Like, I can tell.
Would you stop?
He sits up straight a certain way and he has his arms a certain way. I can totally tell.
I have to move to the mic.
I'm just saying. But I do think that with some of this stuff, we gotta be a little careful. Some of the folks out there need to be a little careful. Look, I said, I get it. You don't need to convince me. I've been called a domestic terrorist by my government, and I've been completely harassed by my government before just simply for supporting enumerated rights. I understand totally. But I also don't think that our government is both completely incompetent and they can't fund hurricane disaster relief, but also have all the technology to literally drive hurricanes towards Florida and other Republican areas. I just don't believe that the two things can coexist. I don't believe it. So we got to like got to pick one. But the other thing, too, is the media has been seizing on this, I think, as a way they've written more about this than they have about the disaster that is FEMA. And my other reason for cautioning people about it is the any time that anything is given as a tool of distraction, the left and the media will seize upon it and they will focus entirely on that. So and they will ignore the other issue, because look at it. The bigger issue is what? You all of these tax dollars people have paid into the government, federal government, federal taxes. And then they turn around when people need that return on the investment of their tax dollars. Where is it? Well, it's gone to illegal immigrants. And then they try to argue, well, no, it hasn't. But yes, it has, because you guys have said yourselves. I mean, this spending is literally on the government website. It's over at DHS, which is where FEMA is under. By the way, the head of DHS, I don't know if you guys saw this, Alejandro Mayorkas. He was out shopping recently, and he also went to go enjoy some sushi. He went to North Carolina. He spent under 6 hours there, and then he left to go to Nobu to get sushi, which is like a fancy sushi place, Nobu. And he spent less than 6 hours visiting the hurricane hit areas of North Carolina, then ran back to DC and had some very expensive sushi. And he probably spent more time at Nobu, and then he's probably spent more time shopping and eating sushi than he did actually in the hurricane hit areas. And he was he left the establishment. He had a little take-home bag, too, when he left. He had a little doggy bag, Kane. He had a little Nobu doggy bag. Nice. This guy does not understand optics. DHS is a joke. He does not understand optics at all. Nobody in this administration does. You have Joe Biden on the beach when the hurricane's hitting, the first one. And then you have Kamala Harris sitting for Vogue on October 7th while she's also simultaneously trying to attack Florida. I mean, you see the mess that this is? This is such a mess. None of these people have any self-awareness. Say it what you said. Say it.
I bet Mayorkas only eats California
rolls. I bet
rolls.
He does, too.
That's all it is.
That's the safe sushi.
That's his sushi.
I'll just have the California roll. I bet he does. I bet that's all he does. I bet you're right. Though he does avocado. Look like a cold fish, doesn't he?
Extra avocado.
Everybody's singing, I wish they all could eat California roll. Okay.
Yep. Our partners over at Kel-Tec, P15. They made it through the hurricane. The inventors of the micro compact pistol category, Kel-Tec, the P15, lightest, thinnest 9mm on the market, comes in two versions, metal and polymer version. Metal has the walnut panels on it. Awesome grips. The polymer has that gator grip texture. I have both of these. I mean, I like both of them. It's just the lightest, thinnest 9mm that I have, because SINS comes with two standard capacity magazines. One's a 15-round mag with minimal pinky extension, and if you want ultra concealability, you got a flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 rounds. Tritium fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear, and lifetime warranty. Compact, ideal for concealed carry. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. It's the P15. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Let's see here. First and foremost, apologies, I got this little frozen a little bit. So this, and we're going to actually come back when we come back after headlines. I got a whole bunch of polling to go over with you. This is some latest stuff. A bank, TD Bank, was fined $3 billion for failing to monitor money laundering from fentanyl, terrorism, and human trafficking. I would just think that all of those are crimes anyway, so you're just not what you're not monitoring the money laundered for crime. It's all crime. They said that from fentanyl to narcotics trafficking, terrorist financing, and human trafficking, their chronic fails provided blah, blah, blah. Don't care, because none of us are affected by this. Are we? Are we affected by this? I don't give a rat's ass. Let's see. Hackers. Now, this is interesting because I saw this yesterday. You guys know the Wayback Machine? Yeah, everybody knows that because that's how we always get our receipts. right? Because whenever Democrats try to scrub stuff, whenever they try to hide things, hackers claimed a catastrophic Internet Archive attack. And, of course, it was a bunch of pro-Hamas goat lovers. The hacktivist movement has launched a pro-Hamas hacktivist movement that decided to launch a catastrophic cyber attack, revealing the details of 31 million people compromising their email addresses, screen names. It was an account on X that claimed responsibility. And of course, it had to do with Hamas, blah, blah, blah. And the Wayback Machine was inaccessible on and off. So I've never heard that happening though with the Wayback Machine. That's the Internet's archive, if you don't know what that means. Like, they take screenshots. They have like screenshots of like every web page ever, provided that there was like something that trawled it. You know, when on a particular date for something that you're looking for specifically. So that was interesting. These MarketWatch is trying to say groceries are more affordable, and I'm pretty sure that this was written by some platinum extension Karen who sits in a New York Fifth Avenue office and only has like people bring her groceries from Instacart. Pretty sure she has no idea what's happening. Because, I mean, I've literally noticed this. I've noticed several of the recipes that I make. And it's not that they're bougie. It's like 2.5, almost 3 times more than what it was. Like, look, when you grow up poor in a rural part of the country, as I have done, unlike Kamala Harris, who is literally a privileged princess who doesn't know what struggle or middle class is, when you've grown up in that area and you've come from nothing and you've learned how to make the most with food and recipes and everything else, you really pay attention to this stuff and you don't go out and get like the bougiest things, right? You still have that mentality. I mean, I've noticed this for me, for basic brand, off-brand stuff. It's like 2.5 to 3 times more. So this idea that they're trying to sell us, that it has an increase, step off. Meet the business end of a broom in an unflattering way, because that's a complete lie. It's an absolute lie, and everybody knows it. We all know it. You guys know. You know how much you're paying. Why do they try? This aggravates me. They try to lie about it like this. Let's see. And Marshawn Lynch is hinting at a run for Oakland mayor. Interesting. Marshawn Lynch, Mayor Lynch, former Super Bowl champ. He thinks he's looking at mayor. Look at that. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. At the bottom of this first hour, I'm going to apologize in advance what I'm about to do to y'all.
Uh-oh. What?
I had to watch this. Nope, don't you dare. Sit down. Sit down. I see you getting ready to get up off from your desk like, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and duck it. Sit down. Your coffee can wait. You're going to listen. You're going to watch this because this is horrible. So we know that Harry Walz campaign, they've been trying to buy influencers. They've been putting these ads out on TikTok, all this other stuff. I think I've seen it. I think, guys, I found the worst ad of the political cycle. Think I found it. It's, we're going to play it for you, and then we're going to dissect, because it's a bunch of dudes. It's very important. They're trying to get the men's vote, the dudes vote, the dude bros vote. And, this is the ad they think is going to do that trick. I need you to watch this. It's something
else. I'm a man.
I'm a man.
I'm a man, man. And I'm man enough.
I'm man enough to enjoy a barrel-proof bourbon.
Neat. Man enough to cook my steak rare.
Man enough to deadlift 500, then braid the shit out of my daughter's hair.
You think I'm afraid to rebuild a carburetor? I eat carburetors for breakfast.
I ain't afraid of bears.
That's what bear hugs are for.
I'll tell you another thing I sure as shit am not afraid of. Women.
I'm not afraid of women.
I'm not afraid of women.
They want to control their bodies? I say go for it.
They want to use IVF to start a family? I'm not afraid of families.
They want to be childless cat ladies?
Have all the cats you want.
Woman wants to be president?
Well, I hope she has the guts to look me right in the eye and accept my full-throated endorsement.
Because I'm man enough to support women.
That's right, buddy.
Man enough to know what kind of donuts I like.
Man enough to admit I'm lost, even when I refuse to ask for directions.
Man enough to not ban young women from reading Little Women.
Or one of those pants books that the sisters like.
I'm man enough to raw dog a flight. It sucked. Not worth it.
I'm man enough to be emotional in front of my wife.
In front of my kids.
In front of my horse.
That's
I'm happens. Man enough to tell you that I cry at Love Actually.
Goodwill Hunting.
West Side Story.
That and Predator.
And I'm sick of so-called men domineering, belittling, and controlling women just so they can feel more powerful.
That's not how my mama raised me.
I love women.
I love women who support their families.
Women who decide not to have families.
Women who take charge.
And I'm man enough to help them win.
Wow. Wow. So where to start with this one, kids? So if we could do Juan, I'm sorry to put this upon you. Poor Juan. If we can do a side-by-side, we're just going to pause and go through these gents because these all were, this is a real ad. This is, when I first saw it, if I had not been told and I had not known that it was a real ad, I would think that it was fake, right? I would think that it was a fake ad. Let's look at this guy right here. Twiggy McTwig Stick. So my grandfather was a rancher and my grandfather was muscly. He was 100% muscle. He was shredded wheat. This guy, well, his shirt's blocking his arm, but he looks like, you know, have you ever heard like, oh, well, I guess they skipped leg day. He skipped all of it day forever. And he's sitting there and he goes in my horse and he looks at the horse and the horse is out of frame and that you can hear the horse like, you know, kind of breathe. That's not his horse. This guy looks totally uncomfortable standing there. And why is he so mean? Why is he so bitchy? Why is he so... This guy's mad. This guy's a puppy kicker. You know he is. Then we have the... can we get the guy who eats carburetors for breakfast real quick? I think... stop at this guy. Oh, no, wait, Juan, go back. Let's go to this queen on the truck. Oh, no. This guy. Woo! Men out there. Who among you sits like this? Who among you sits like this?
I do when I have a pain in that upper thigh area on the right.
No, you don't.
Yeah, if I'm...
Shut up.
If I have a little
Steve,
cramp.
Steve, you don't sit like... You can't even see it.
If I have a little cramp,
Juan doesn't sit like this.
Like I'll
this is
it.
Like a pageant pose.
And I'll be like, ow, my cramp.
He looks like an Arrested Development character. He's Buster. This is Buster from Arrested Development. I like women. I'm sure you do, Francis. I'm sure you do. Yes, and I have a deep-throated support of women. He actually said that phrase. Are they trolling us at this point? Language. Are they trolling us at this point? And then at one point, I kid you not, I'm not afraid of bears. He said that. He says it. I bet you aren't either, Slick. Oh, my gosh. The fact that he's this pose, this pageant pose on the edge of the truck like this. Man alive. Nobody believes. They can't even define women, but nobody believes this dude. But Kane, for real. This, yeah,
like I said, I mean, if I had a cramp on my right upper thigh, that's how I'd...
Or if you were gay.
I was holding.
You'd sit like this.
I'd be like, wow, my cramp is really...
In fact, there are gay men I know who don't even sit like this. That's... That's nobody sits like this. If you have a penis, you don't sit like this. Okay, let's go to the carburetor, dude. Well, we got this guy who I guess he's channeling DMX. Then we got this guy. I eat carburetors for breakfast. It made me think of Happy Gilmore when you had that one dude. He was like, I eat pieces of blank like you for breakfast. And Happy Gilmore's like, you eat pieces of blank for breakfast? What's wrong with you? This guy, I eat carburetors for breakfast. Wrong type of carb, lunchbox. That's not what we're talking about. Okay? Wrong type of carb. Oh, my gosh. And then we got, who's the guy who looks like they pulled him out from under a bridge? He looks like he would sell bridge denim to Frank and Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Got the queen. We got this guy who's, I don't know. Oh, here we are. If we can get a wider shot of him, Juan, and I don't care if you roll it on the side there. So this guy, I want you to notice his shirt. The first thing I notice, aside from the fact that this guy was working on a BMW, is he has a super clean, brand new workbench. Looks like it ain't never been used. And his sleeves look professionally distressed. And if we can get a wider shot of him, you'll notice something really interesting about his arms. Because his arms in his, you know, that he has in this professionally distressed shirt, his arms, well, there's a raging farmer's tan that he has. Juan's pulling it up. I don't care if it's side by side, Juan. We can let the people see how the sausage is made. It's all right. They like looking at these fools. It's okay. This guy has the craziest farmer's tan ever. When you wear button-down shirts and you rip the sleeves off of them, look at his farmer's tan. This man does not wear a shirt like that often, Kane, does he?
Nope.
No, he does not. Sure I want to, and we can put this side by side. Okay, yes, keep it out there. This dude, the raging farmer's tan, this dude is not used to wearing these shirts. And it's professionally distributed. Look how clean and pressed it is. Look how pressed that shirt is. You all know this man does not dress like this. This man is like a mall Santa, and he goes home to his house in the valley, you know, after a long day. This man is not, and where he's not working on a Harley. He's not working on an Indian.
Yeah, what is that?
Isn't that a BMW?
I guess so.
Or a little, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, isn't it?
It does look like it.
Okay. Well, who among you with your sleeves ripped off has one of them? I mean, we have bikers in my family. None of them. They all. It's all Harley or Indian. That's all it is. And can we note one of the things that I've noticed? A lot of you out there, all of the men immediately were talking about his quote clean pine workbench. An inordinate amount of you were very upset with us. Look at that. Look how clean that pine. I mean, it is like freshly fall. It's like freshly. Shorn pine, whatever you want to call it, felled, freshly felled pine.
Freshly milled.
And this guy, his farmer's tan, he's not used to that shirt. He's working on a bougie bike. Look at all the tools in that in the back. I don't know, who keeps their garage that clean? Psychos. And then the clean pine workbench. This dude, this cat right here. None of these people are real. And by the way, I also thought that they couldn't define what a woman is. Oh, but man, this ad is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. I'm not afraid of women. You can't even define them. No. I'm not afraid of bears, I bet, Slick. But they can't define what women are. They actually thought this was going to work. They put this ad out because they're trying to go for dudes. I don't know any dude who would look at this and I'd see themselves. The guy at the Fen, this lunchbox, what did he say? I like a good whatever. Shut up. Nobody cares. The only guy who's somewhat believable is the guy on the workbench because he's got, or the bench because he's got muscles. This dude. This is the only dude that's somewhat believable because he actually looks like his body type matches the activity in which he is pictured. But I also don't believe that that's his garage because nobody has a garage that clean unless they're psychos. Nobody. I don't believe you. So I am just shocked. Just shocked at this. Because it's so bad.
The whole premise is based on assuming men are scared of women. Like, nobody's
look at all these virgins.
Nobody
right
is
here.
Going to relate to
all of them, even that old man. All of them.
No one's going to relate to this, unfortunately.
That guy may be an excuse.
For the Kamala campaign.
Yeah. I mean, the guy in the truck, though, who's posing, like, this pageant
queen right
here.
He might have a cramp. I'm just saying. This could have a cramp.
He doesn't have a cramp.
No?
He sat like that the whole ad, Kane. The whole ad, he sits like this. He looks nervous. He looks like he's like a customer of Matthew Shepard. He's all tweaked out on meth. That's what he looks like.
Could he have a bullet wound right there? He's just holding pressure on it?
I've got theories. It's probably because he's gay. Actually, again, I will say, I don't know gay dudes who sit like this. And who are sloppy like that. Look at his shirt, how sloppy it is. And he's got moobs. I mean, don't wear a fitted shirt like that, dude. Or, like, at least wear a little hat shield, you know, if you're going to... Only the ladies are going to understand that reference, and that's all right. But this is the ad they came out with, because they're trying to get the gents. They're trying to get the men. And it's all, as Kane said, based upon this premise that men are scared of women, and that's why they're not voting for Kamala Harris. It can't be that she's completely inadequate as a candidate. It can't be that she's completely unaccomplished. No. It has to be because men are afraid of her. Now, when you consider that logic, mull over the inherent sexism of it. Oh, no, it's not because of any shortcomings on her side. The deficiency is on their side because they're men. So they're being judged as being afraid because they're men, which is by itself sexist. So who's the real sexist here? Where is the real sexism? I mean, just because I think that you're a raging Karen and that you shouldn't be in charge of a household, much less the United States government, it doesn't mean that I dislike you. I'm a woman. I dislike Kamala Harris for the exact same reason that most dudes do, because she is completely unaccomplished and annoying. It's not because I don't like my own sex. It's because I don't like it when someone who is unaccomplished and is a ladder climber and wants the job title without the work. Nobody likes that. We're scared of her incompetence. We're scared of how she might murk us all in a third world war. We're scared of her tanking the economy. But we're not scared of her because she's got a vagina.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.